Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and hope you're doing well. Hope you are getting ready for the baseball season, and that's always important for me because I really love baseball and love baseball players, and I love minor league ball players. I love guys that are doing their best to hang on and doing their best to try to get to the top. And once you get to the top, sometimes major league players get a little busy. I know a lot of them, but a lot of major league players sometimes don't have the time to talk to us like minor league guys. But minor league guys have a lot of time on their hands, mostly. And we have with us today a guy who's trying to find his niche as a minor league ball player. He's kind of been up and down in Double A and Triple A. His name is Jesus Lorenzo, and he comes from La Romana, the Dominican Republic, a town that I've actually been in, a town that is a small town, but it is a baseball hotbed. Believe you me, there are a lot of baseball players that come out of that little town, and he's just one of them. Jesus is a pitcher, and the last couple of years he has pitched in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. I got to know him when he was pitching for the Indianapolis Indians. Last year, that's a Triple-A team. Last year, he was down in Double-A with the Altoona Curve. And this year, he's starting off the season with the San Francisco Giants minor league team. And hopefully, as I go to spring training here in a few days, I'm going to have a chance to sit down and talk to Jesus. But a couple of years ago, we had the opportunity to get together, and I was really excited about Jesus and his testimony and all that it takes to honestly come to a whole new culture. And that's what minor leaguers, particularly guys that are coming out of foreign countries, they're young. Sometimes they're barely 20 years old. And they come out of foreign countries and they have to adjust. And Jesus has stuck with it. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing this interview that we had with him when he was with the Indianapolis Indians. So we'll take a break. And when we come back, you'll hear from minor league pitcher Jesus Lorenzo. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to Face to Face. We've got a guest today. We're at the Indianapolis Indians Park, so you can hear a little background noise immediately as a tractor drives by. Didn't have anything, did we? Jesus Lorenzo. Did I get that right? Jesus Lorenzo. Jesus Lorenzo is our guest. He is with the Indianapolis Indians. He's in the Pirates organization. 23-year-old right-handed reliever. Jesus, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You are a pitcher. You have a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, I understand. And you've been moving up the ranks pretty quickly. Let's talk about your career a little bit. You were played in the Dominican Summer League. Let's talk about that. A lot of prospects in the Dominican Summer League, and you were playing for the Braves. Tell me where you played in the Dominican.
Yeah, I started my career on the team Atlanta Braves. I was 17 years old when I was signed. It was my first team for 1 year and then maybe released, but I'm signed like 3 days later, I was signed with the Orioles. I played for a while, like 3 years, 4 years in Dominican Summer League.
You were signed by the Orioles. When you play in the Dominican Summer League, how many guys coming out of the Dominican Summer League get a chance to come to the minors, get a chance to play in the majors? Quite a few?
I mean, this all just depends because former part of like 30 organizations in Dominican Summer League, like 25 in the roster. So every GL, they send like seven guys for next level, the GCL for different places in Florida or in Arizona. But it's like a minimum like seven guys every year that they send them for the next level, seven or maximum 10.
You were with the Orioles. You played a little bit, I know, with Bowie and Double-A, I believe, and you moved up the ranks pretty quickly. What was the adjustment like for you coming to America? I don't know whether you had been to America before. Had you been to America before you?
Yeah, my first year in the state was in 2008. Tournament at Little League, come from the Dominican Little League. Couple of my former teammates during this during this tournament was still play baseball too. So it was very fun. Like my first year in the state, I was a literally, I'll be doing in Massachusetts and New York. It was great.
Tell me about the adjustment that you had though when you came into minor league baseball. You're living in Maryland, playing for the Orioles, and a young man, still a teenager or barely out of being a teenager. What was that like for you?
Yeah, my first year was really hard because it's my first completely year out of the Dominican for play for like a 6 months. I started in the spring training in March, so it's like a 7-8 months in the state. But it's good. It was good because I found a house that I can live in Maryland. I was grateful for the people that opened the door of his house for living out there. But it was hard because you put all your fear in Christ and you come to the state and play baseball, so really hard to move quickly to the next level. But this hard was you stay in the new country, you stay in the new language, and too many challenges that you can find in the United States.
How about the level of baseball considered compared to what you were playing in the Dominican Summer League? You seem to have adjusted very well and your time with the Orioles. What was it, 2013 you were with the Orioles, I believe?
Yeah, it wasn't my first time in 2013 with the Orioles, 14, 15. This year, we put me in the DFA. The Pirates, they traded me for the Dodgers, and Pirates claimed me after that because the Dodgers put him in DFA too, because he needed my spot in the roster the day that I make a trip for Arizona. But different challenges when you come to the first day in the United States and you to play baseball. So a new language, it's a new kind of food that you can go in the place to eat. So it's totally different. But you, it's in Dominican Republic because you come from the United States. So you're assuming too many challenges.
You are from La Romana, if I got that right, in the Dominican Republic, and I've been there. I don't know how many times I've been. I've been to a few places in Dominican. Went there with SCORE International a few years ago, a ministry that that presents the gospel to kids through baseball. One of the things that I saw when I was in La Romana was tremendous talent, particularly shortstops. For some reason, I hear there's like 28 shortstops or something in the major leagues that have come out of your town. How big is your town? First of all, how many people live in La Romana?
I don't know exactly what it is, but I know everybody that live in La Romana love baseball. Former Pirates prospect was here like 2 years ago. Alan Hansen, living from La Romana too. He was in this thing in Indianapolis too and making his debut with the Pirates. It was awesome. When I see there, I see a couple of guys that I can play together with me or practice together with me when I back to the Dominican Republic and make a jump to the majors. It was good.
Just guys on your team. I think a couple of guys, Edwin Encarnacion, who I saw a big home run hitter, played for the Cincinnati Reds, played for a number of different teams, now plays for Cleveland. I think he came out of La Romana.
Yeah, he's born there and living there. He's a great person, even better human, so he's a great person.
Let's talk about your best pitch. You've got this 100-mile-an-hour fastball. When did you develop that, and how do you get to that level? It just seems to be, it used to be guys would come in, throw 100-mile-an-hour, maybe one or two guys in the major leagues. Now there's a number of guys that are doing that. Give us a little inside tip. What's it take to throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
I was growing. I was an outfielder when I played in tournament like Little League and became a pitcher like 6 months after training. So because my manager say that he got ability to throw the ball hard. But when I was signing, just throw like touching 92 sometimes. But I was really high in my development. My fastball was a throwing program, running in the mountains. It's a part of me, my routine when I be back to my hometown, but you need to work hard. Listen to your pitching coach, because every day he got a plan for you to develop, and not just only in your one pitch, just only make a better pitcher every day.
Now, to be a better pitcher, of course, you gotta mix in there with a changeup, a slider, something else. What are your other pitches that you throw besides the big fastball?
Yeah, my masterpiece for behind my fastball, it was my slider. It was my secondary pitch. I'll throw changeup too, but my masterpiece to put the game into the situation and put the guy out with my slider behind my great fastball.
You feel comfortable that you're going to get to the majors pretty quick? I think, and maybe even a September call-up, is that you're on the 40-man roster, so the Pirates are definitely looking at you. And it's kind of interesting, you're with the Dodgers in spring training, and I don't think they even hardly put a uniform on you in there. I don't think you saw any action hardly with the Dodgers, did you, in spring training?
Yeah, because I was in the Orioles, just spent 2 days with the Dodgers because they put me in DFA and trade for the Dodgers. And with the day that I make a trade, the Dodgers play 15 innings in the big league, and the general manager told me that he needed my spot and he take a risk to put me in the DFA too. And then was Pirate claiming to hear. So this is why I come from to the Orioles because never play in the Dodgers.
Do you look forward to very soon having your dream of getting to play at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, getting to the National League? Are you anxious?
I don't know.
Anxious and say, like, I want to get that as soon as possible?
Yeah, everybody play hard to play in the majors, but I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, but I don't know who holds my future. It's God, my Lord, our Savior. But I think that I can be there at some point. I don't know when or where, but I know what I can control is play hard every day and try to do my best to help my team win.
You can't control what the Pirates are going to do. You can only control what you do down here at Indianapolis, right?
Yep.
Let's take a break. Our guest is Jesus Laranzo. He is from the Dominican Republic. He's playing for the Indianapolis Indians right now, having a tremendous year, and I think you're going to see him on a Pirates roster very soon. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Jesus Laranzo, who I was told by the Indianapolis chaplain, Ron Bruner, that one of the things that he speaks very strongly about is his faith in Jesus Christ. Tell me a little bit about what Jesus Christ means to you as a person.
As a person, Jesus Christ means everything. Jesus Christ means it all. Because I have a lot of experience with the Jesus Christ and my personal relationship with him, because I recognize him like my Lord and Savior like 6 years ago, take it seriously on my way. I understand after a couple of surgery that I have that only I can do something if Jesus Christ is with me, because without him I can do anything. It's one of my favorite verses in Philippians 4:13, I can do everything with Christ with his strength in me. So it's what I'm thinking about it. It's what I want to share that every day that I put my uniform. I take the risk that I put in my shoes all the time, a Bible verse, a new Bible verse, everything that I can show my face, and I can encourage all the people that follow Jesus Christ too.
So one of the things that you really need to do is to stay in the Word and to find different verses. You're not just a guy that's got one verse and point to heavens when you have a good pitch or something, but you're a guy that really believes that you need to continue to grow spiritually. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, for me, just I can be thanking God all the time when I out of the game, no matter what happened in the game, because I know they give me a new opportunity when I see the sunrise every day. So I give you the opportunity to share the gospel, to share the ability that people know about Jesus, because everything gonna happen in my life and in the world is depending on Jesus.
You said it was 6 years ago that you accepted Jesus Christ. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience, how you found Jesus Christ 6 years ago, and where were you?
I grew up with my family, go to the church, but I feel like I'm not having any relationship with Jesus Christ. But I think it's totally different when you go into the church, you go visit the church, you go to with your family, but you don't have this person, you know, open your heart to openly to Jesus Christ that come into your heart and take a moment with him. So I found Jesus in one of my worst moment. I was 15 years old, I broke in my bone and thrown the throwing program in my little league.
You had was this when you had your elbow surgery?
Yeah, it was my first surgery. I got 2 in my elbow. This time, I understand that I need to be humble my spirit, humble my life into Jesus, because if I don't do that, I can still playing and living my life, because I can do anything. But I need to do what he need, what he told me to do. So they told me that put me in this wonderful game to share the word of God and the good news of the gospel.
Did someone guide you down that path? Did someone lead you to say, Jesus, you need to know more about Jesus Christ in that six-year period?
I saw my father. He passed away in 2009, January 2009, living life according to the word of God. Even my first example, or my great example, my superhero, I want to be like him because I saw him war in the God ways. So it's what I think it need to do in this wonderful group. Share about Jesus, share about God can change the life of everyone if the people open his heart.
So your role model, your superhero is your dad. Your role model.
Yeah.
In fact, even as you grow up around seeing major league stars and seeing all these guys come through, your dad's the one you point to. Tell me about what your life was like growing up in La Romana. When I was down there, I saw some poor places, but I saw ball diamonds everywhere, and I saw kids had balls and gloves and spikes.
You can find places to play baseball and everywhere in La Romana. I was fun to grow up in La Romana. I'm grateful to born here because I got a love memory, a good memories when I grow up in my hometown. So for first thing in my life, for my mom, even when my father was alive, he told me he needed to go to the school first and then play baseball. But my father told me all the time, God first, school, and then baseball, because you need to have
God,
to education. Yeah, you have to education, because the play, God is forever. The education, you can hold it, but the play, when you play baseball, the most game you play is for like a 4 years. 4 years, when you have 4 years, you will be retired in this game because everything going to pass. But my father told me, oh, put God first. Put all your armor in God and you will be fine. You got to go to the school, you take education, but you will be fine if you pull all what you want to do in the get hands.
Is your father still alive? Did you say? Your father passed away?
Passed away in 2009.
2009. I'm sure that was a very emotional time for you.
Yeah, I was 12 years old when he passed away because he was my role model. That situation hit me a lot because it made me put my feet in the air, so I recognize I need a change what I has been doing, because I need a take a serious, because just I'm the younger in my home, in my house. I got two older sister and my mom. Just I becoming the man of the house.
Yeah.
So it was hard, but I learned in this moment that I get God take me my father away, but keep my mindset and get, I need to be like him. I have doing what he has been doing.
I'll wait till that truck passes. How old were you when you first picked up a glove and put on a pair of spikes and picked up a ball? How old were you?
I think I was like 6 years old. My first time that I go to the park, because my father told me all the time, if you have patience and love to do something, going to do it. Because if you have a patience to have a love something, going to do it. But just do it. What do you really want to do? Don't do it, something for do it. If you want to do something, do your best.
Your mom and your sisters, do you get to see them at all, or are you pretty well? I mean, obviously we're at All-Star break here, and you're not going to fly back to the Dominican. Do you get a chance to see them at all?
I'm grateful. This year my mom come to see me my first time in the state. He come to India and this month, 28, I think. But it was the first time that he see me play in the state. I was grateful to have Chi here. I'm going to see my older sister when I be back to Dominican.
So you go back to the Dominican, and will you play winter ball in the Dominican, or you take some time off?
Need to see. I don't see it going to happen. Maybe play. I want to play because I got 2 years drafted, but I never play in Dominican. I know it will be fun, but I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen.
Jesus, it's been tremendous getting to know you. I know very soon I'm going to be looking at you in a Pirates uniform, and I'm going to be remembering this interview that we had. You said your favorite verse is Philippians 4:13, but I think you had another verse. Do you have another
verse?
Yeah,
I got one in my glove. It's Joshua 1:9 that it say, put God in first.
Be strong and courageous, I believe.
Yeah, put God courageous. So, not afraid, but God is still with you wherever you go. So it's what I'm thinking on my mind. Every time that I go to leave, or when it happened with my life, I know God is with me. Because it's a hard part. One of the more hard, worst part in my career this year are going to happen when the oil told me to put him in DFA. Because a lot of questions go into your mind. But you have faith when you put your faith in Jesus. I know. And do you know that he had the control on your life?
DFA, designated for assignment, which means they basically take you off the 40-man roster and pretty much on your own.
Yeah.
Jesus, it's been great getting to know you, getting to talk to you, and good luck to you. May the Lord continue to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Jesus Liranzo of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face.
All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Jesus. And we're going to have some more stories for you as we come out of spring training. And hopefully everything is a go. You know, right now with the coronavirus pandemic that we have, everything's changed with the NBA suspending their schedule and March Madness not happening except for a handful of fans in every arena. Isn't it kind of surreal? It's really hard to figure, isn't it? And hopefully it's something that as the weather gets warmer and people come out of isolation, that everything kind of gets back to normal. That's what we hope. But we'll have to see. And we will try to keep you informed as to what other athletes have Jesus Christ at the center of their life. That's what Face to Face is all about. And so we hope that you'll check out our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. Facetofaceradio.com. Check that out, and you can see some of the other interviews that we've had up in the past, and also some of the stories that we have that are concerning Christ in athletics. There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of, even these days, there's a lot of talk in clubhouses and locker rooms about Jesus Christ and what he means in people's lives. And we'll kind of keep you up to date on that. Again, facetofaceradio.com, where you can hear the interview that we just played here with Jesus Liranzo and some of the others that we have had in the past. Well, as we close today, I want to take you to Matthew chapter 6:34. And you know, the real peace in life comes from knowing Jesus Christ. And Jesus has said this in Matthew chapter 6. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Every day recently, I picked up the paper. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to read. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to see, because there is things just changing rapidly, not only day to day, but almost hour to hour. And it's hard to believe. But our real trust, our real faith, our real peace comes from knowing Jesus Christ. And I hope that's the way it is with you. And if you've never experienced that, we hope that even today you'll reach out to Jesus and pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and take me through this particular period that I'm in, whether it's something to do with the coronavirus or whether it's just something personal that's happening in your own life. And we hope that these testimonies of these ballplayers are encouraging to you. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.